Kieran, a workmanlike win, probably nothing more, nothing less, but a win nonetheless.
Yeah, I'll say it was a good performance. We scored two early goals, which managed to settle us down, and it's all about keeping our concentration then, and trying to see the game out, and we had plenty of chances today, and it was a positive performance.
Was there a little bit of a disappointment that having created that platform at 2-0, that you didn't go on and put a bit of a show on and send 50,000 even happier home?
At the end of the day, it's all about the 3 points, and we created enough chances there today, and luckily we managed to score three. We're also disappointed we conceded there off that set piece, but we'll look at that and hopefully we'll be able to put that right.
There's also that old adage, isn't there, that you can score too early in games, and when you 2-0 up after 16 minutes, you're sort of thinking, right, what do we do here?
Obviously it's nice to get the early goals to settle you down, but we didn't want to get too complacent and stop doing the things that managed to get us the goals in the first place. So I think we controlled the game fairly well, and they didn't really have too many chances. So we're happy with that. But obviously a bit disappointed with the goal. But like I said, at the end of the day, 3 points is what we wanted, and we'll take that and move on now to Tuesday.
And the goal that set you on your way, courtesy of yours truly. I mean, could you have missed?
The ball was that good, from John Joe, and I just had to be in the right place to just divert it towards the goal. So, it's obviously a great ball, like he's been showing, through this season, that he's the quality, the balls that he himself and the rest of the lads put in. Like I said, them chances are harder to miss, I think, when the ball's like that are so good. So, thankfully, I was on the end of it, and it doesn't matter who scores, to be honest, but. Yeah. As long as we can keep getting the 3 points.
You're right in what you say there about it doesn't matter who scores, but it always helps a team, I think, when you've got a talisman striker. Dwight's chipped in with another couple now, so he's gone to 9. It's always nice, particularly as defenders, to be able to look up the field and think, there's someone who can get us goals.
Definitely, yeah. I think throughout this season so far, we've had a number of different players that have managed to get themselves on the score sheet, which is obviously good for the team. We're not just relying on an individual, but like you said, it's obviously nice, to have Dwight, who's bang on form, and he's getting the goals, and that's all he can do. He can keep taking his chances, and we'll just keep pushing on from here and keep working hard and concentrate on Tuesday now.
And the third goal was the big goal, wasn't it? So early in the second half, it just sort of put it to bed to all intents and purposes.
Yeah, we said at half time that the next goal is important. If they had come out and scored the next goal, it would have been a different game. And I think when we scored the third, it settled us down again, and it was just about seeing the game out. And which we did, and I think we feel fairly comfortable and fairly confident with our performance today.
Quick word on you. I mean, you must be enjoying this now. I mean, you've not only got in the side, but you've got in the side and made it very difficult for them to leave you out the side.
It's for me. I just want to keep playing games, and I'll just keep doing my best for the team. And it's down to the manager at the end of the day who he picks to play. And we're all training well and doing really well in training and games. So it's obviously difficult decisions for the manager to make. But the competition we've got in training and games is obviously. It's good for the squad as a whole, and it keeps everyone on their toes.
You must be happy though with the way you're playing.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying my football at the minute, and to be winning games, it's obviously a big confidence boost. And like I said, hopefully we can just keep it going and keep our run going and keep picking up the points.
I mean, everybody took a hit, whether you were at Aston Villa or here at Newcastle with the relegation. But if you think to yourself, 6 months on, I'm playing first team football in front of 50,000 people in a team who are competing at the top of the Championship, regardless of whether it would be Villa or Newcastle United, you'd have taken that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, obviously it's just an unbelievable feeling, playing games weekly and winning. That's what everyone wants to. Every player wants to do is just be playing games and winning. And like I said, hopefully if we can keep doing that. We'll keep pushing for place at the top of the league, and come the end of the season, hopefully we'll be pushing for a spot for promotion, which is obviously the end goal. But obviously we'll go into training now tomorrow and prepare, and obviously recover first and then obviously prepare for game now Tuesday.